When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to The Drive. I am Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And, well, some things happened over the weekend.
Yeah, a little bit. Things are happening as we speak, too. It's been things a crazy couple hours.
Yeah, things are happening quickly around the league here as teams are agreeing to deals, not signing.
Exactly.
They're agreeing to deals with players.
We've seen things fall through in the past.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
That can happen.
Yeah.
A failed physical or something like that could happen as well.
Absolutely. Or somebody – that was the one thing. It was the 1 year Baltimore signed a receiver from somebody or agreed in this period. Mm-hmm. And then so that was when the 49ers released released a Rodgers Crabtree. They released Crabtree.
Yeah, there was okay.
And Baltimore said, wait a second.
I think he failed
this
the
guy
physical.
Failed the physical. Yeah. We're gonna sign Crabtree instead.
Yeah, that did happen. There's been a couple things like that. Like didn't we think Tyson Alualu was going back to Jacksonville a couple years ago?
Because of COVID, he couldn't get in to sign the contract.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the meantime, Cam Hayward talked him back in coming in the back into the Steelers.
Back with the Steelers. So these aren't done deals, but 98% of them go through.
Yeah.
You know, right. The stuff that's being reported is it's not like it's not agreed upon. It's just not signed yet.
So Russell Wilson tweets out or puts out on social media very late last night,
mm-hmm.
That he has decided to join the Steelers. We assume that's going to be a one-year deal. Nobody knows for sure. Nobody knows the real numbers yet or anything like that. They're just supposing that, well, it's a one-year deal at $1.2 million because that was the minimum that you could pay him.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that that's the case.
We don't know that's
100%
true.
I assume
true,
that's going to be the case.
But, yes.
We talked a lot about it on Friday.
Yeah, we've talked about it a bunch.
And
yeah.
You can see both sides of this whole thing.
No question.
How about this? I looked this up today.
Mm-hmm.
Current starting quarterbacks in the NFL, guys who were in the NFL last year who started.
Okay.
How many of them do you think are Super Bowl winners?
Oh, very few. Mahomes, Hurts, Wilson, maybe two more. Rodgers. I'm running out of names pretty quick. Hurts got one, right? Yeah.
No, Hurts didn't get one.
No, I guess he didn't, huh? That would have been
Foles. He got there, yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't
There's
get that
five.
One. There's five total.
And that includes Flacco.
I say, does Flacco count? Okay, and he's got one, right. That's crazy.
And Russell Wilson is one of those.
We're not counting like Garoppolo behind Brady.
No, if you were a backup, who started the game, there's five.
It's a dwindling fraternity
because
right now.
Brady doesn't had a bunch
anymore.
Of them.
Right.
Mahomes has monopolized of late.
Yeah.
It's just not that many that have done it. And so you get an opportunity here to get a guy. He's also 9-7 in his career in the playoffs.
Oh, is he? Okay. That
so
adds
a
up
winning
too,
record in the playoffs. I mean, there aren't many guys that have done that.
No. He's a Walter Payton Man of the Year, too.
Yeah.
Now Steelers have two of them.
You have two of those, and you get him really at no cost.
That's the thing is, the risk is none. I mean, frankly, you could disagree with them and cut him in camp.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't hurt you one bit. I mean, like.
You could get him into OTAs and decide, this isn't the
not for me.
We
don't want him gone. I mean, there's no risk whatsoever. So that part is super attractive. I've done more homework this morning and stuff, too, and there's some numbers and things like that that I thought were favorable. I mean, there's some of the same warts keep showing up, too. There's no question about that. But he completes a lot of passes, and he throws a lot of touchdowns. I mean, he was on pace for like 30 touchdowns last year. I mean, imagine if the Steelers threw close to 30.
He's still mobile enough that...
Oh, yeah, he's mobile.
I mean, he had like 350 rushing yards last year.
That's the most he's had, or most per game since 2020.
Yeah.
I think he... I don't know the numbers on this, but he chose to lose some weight this time last year to increase his mobility again, and I think that worked for him. Still doesn't throw the middle of the field much, still takes a lot of sacks, but excellent deep passer, really good off play action. You mentioned that before. Completes a high percentage of the passes.
And his red zone numbers.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, some of the stuff the Steelers haven't had is he's going to bring to the table. They also haven't had that middle-of-the-field passing presence, and it doesn't look like that's going to improve unless he changes his stripes or, you know, who knows. But at the cost, I kind of thought about this too. Like, Mayfield was never leaving the Bucs.
Right.
The Steelers, he wasn't for the Steelers anyways. They weren't in the Cousins deal. He's now a Falcon.
$45 million.
$45 million, right. I mean, and he's coming off a major injury and et cetera, et cetera. Of the actual available quarterbacks, Wilson might be the best football player right now, including Fields. I mean, just who you can you get?
You didn't have to give up anything to get him.
You didn't give anything up for him. I mean, I'm not saying he's great. I'm just saying that of all the options out there, who's the best football player for week one right now? It might be Wilson.
Yeah.
You know,
you look at this, I think we all, you know, everybody thought to a large degree, because, you know, the Steelers had been talking about this, they were going to bring in, we knew they were going to bring in competition for Kenny Pickett.
Without question, right.
We didn't know it was going to be this kind of competition.
No, I really expected it to be Tannehill or Rudolph.
Yeah.
I mean, I absolutely thought that's
And this
how it
is
go.
A different level of competition. I still believe that there will be a competition.
That's my next question for
but
you.
But if I had to guess who the starter was going to be in week one, my guess would be Wilson.
Right.
If it had been one of the other two guys, my guess would have been Pickett.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, I mean, just sitting here guessing in March, I think Russell Wilson would be the week one starter. If it had been Tannehill or Rudolph, I too would have said, I bet Pickett wins that job.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it.
So, you know, I think what you've done here is really lit a fire. Like, if you're Kenny Pickett right now, you're going, okay, they told me there was going to be competition.
Yeah. I was thinking
it was going to be Mason or Tannehill, someone like that. Now it's this guy. I gotta really pick up my game.
In order to win the job,
yeah.
Right? I mean, I don't know if you'd even win a tie. I mean, maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't. Who knows?
I was thinking about that, Matt. And to me, if it's a tie,
I'd rather go to Pickett.
I'd go to Pickett.
I would go to Pickett.
If it's close, I'd go to Pickett because he's got more options. We talked about that last week.
I mean, you got to pick up his fifth-year option one year from now. You know? So you get 17 regular season games. You get a full year from between now and then.
Yeah.
To figure out if he's going to be a Steeler or not after that.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, that's how quickly these things happen.
So if it's close,
you want to put him to play.
Which is actually a good if it's close, because we
if it's close, good things are probably
when we
happening.
Talked about it last week. We said Wilson's like the 18th best starter in the
league,
somewhere in that range. Well, if Will
and
if,
I believe that
if Pickett is close to that,
that's better than it's been for a while.
Yeah, he took a big step forward, and that okay. Now you've
now
got
you
two
maybe
good
want
options.
To pick up the 5th-year option.
Yeah.
And, okay, and the Wilson is only a 1-year deal. Again, you can move on from him at any time.
But if Wilson's better than that, let's say Wilson's the 14th best quarterback in the league this year.
Yeah.
Now you can sign him after this season's over.
Yeah, but I wonder, is he going to want 40 again? Maybe.
Maybe he wants Baker Mayfield money. Maybe it's 30. I don't know.
Who knows?
But
right.
you cross that bridge when you get there.
Right.
And that'd
be a wonderful problem to have. That means you had a good year.
Because next year, you have to assume the cap is going to go up more.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have as much. Their salary cap next year, they got like $170 million.
No, they don't have much invested, period, overall. They're in great shape that way, which is phenomenal. They're in really good cap shape overall. I mean, these are big picture things. But him and Kenny are both mobile. Both have, I think there'll be a fair amount of design quarterback movement as well as some runs, no matter who the quarterback is. He needs to do a better job getting the ball out of his hands quicker. I mean, that's one of the things that have been, those are the two problems I have with Wilson, is he will hold the ball too long, and I don't know if he doesn't trust the middle of the field, I don't know if he doesn't see the middle of the field, but he has a very low percentage of his passes go between the numbers.
Well, one thing that we do know is that both of these guys value the football.
Yes, that's what I say too, is that's a really, that's
and
very
the,
telling.
The Steelers' numbers, when they don't turn the ball over, or don't turn the ball over more than the team that they're playing, I think they're like 14-5 or something like that over the last two seasons.
They're
ridiculously good.
And the total opposite when
they 19, lose. No, it's 19-5.
Is it 19-5?
Yeah. Because they're 0-11 when they lose
the turnover. 0-11 when they lose the turnover, right. Right.
So you want the, you know.
He fumbles a little, but he doesn't throw a lot of picks.
Yeah.
I mean, part of the fumbling is because he's in the pocket a long time.
Yeah.
You know?
Keep him clean, and it won't be that big of an issue.
Yeah. And this was a huge Saints with Drew Brees thing. And the Broncos tried to kind of replicate it, but they just didn't have the duration to deal with Wilson and Peyton together. I keep thinking about the center position now, because why I brought up the Saints is during the Brees era, no team, and it wasn't even close, dedicated more resources to guard center guard than the Saints, because you had to have that pocket pretty firm for them because they don't see as well. I mean, going back to short quarterbacks. So, we'll get to it. I mean, we have 2 hours of talk and then all week. But I love the guards, but I think center all of a sudden becomes a little more important if your quarterback short, you know, for protection.
And we've seen some of the top centers.
They're falling left and right.
They're leaving.
They're getting more than I thought, too, money-wise.
Yeah. And so, to me, it you know, even kind of exacerbates the problem. And so, you know, does that change your thinking in the draft?
Maybe. I mean, if the centers are really picked over a day or two from now, there's still a handful of them out there.
Yeah.
But if they're really gone, well, then you have to shift the way you think about it, or shift the way I've been thinking about it, and maybe Powers Johnson's your first-round pick, or you're trading up to get Frazier or whatever. But
yeah.
I wouldn't be soft there.
Yeah. No, this is why when we were talking last week when we were doing our mock drafts, we're like, hey, everything could change this week.
Drop that. And it is for all these teams.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen interior offensive linemen
making
getting
money.
Paid.
Yeah. I mean, starting with Dotson, but, I mean, a lot of them made a lot of money. And a lot of these centers I thought would be, oh, that's a nice pickup. 6, 7, 8, 9 million? No.
13?
Right. I mean, the inflation has kicked in there big time.
Well, that's the beauty of the deal with Russell Wilson.
I mean, the contract's phenomenal.
The Steelers right now, assuming that this is a $1.2 million deal,
yeah,
somewhere
I think
in that
we
range,
have to operate in that assumption.
They have $5 million spent on their quarterback room.
Right. It's phenomenal.
Kirk Cousins just signed a deal
for them's a first-round pick.
$45 million a year.
Yeah.
Is your quarterback play going to be that much of a drop-off from what Kirk Cousins is?
I like I have mixed feelings about
Wilson.
You got 30. Would you rather Mayfield or those two?
Yeah.
I think I'd rather have those two.
I'd rather have those two. You got two bites at the apple.
Yeah, right. And, oh, by the way, in case one gets injured, which inevitably will happen too, the backup is at least a high-end backup. I mean, you would think. I do believe the quarterback play will be better in 2024 than it's been for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
I mean, I trust that.
And the running numbers should be better. I mean, if you got a running quarterback, Wilson averaged about 25 yards rushing per game last year.
Yeah. I would say if you can get 20 out of the quarterback position for 17 games in a row,
you're going to be a top 10 running team.
Yeah. And you would think they should be anyway,
you know, on
their own merits, just as a pure, you know, old school hand the ball to running backs type stuff. No, I think it's really intriguing. There weren't a ton of options out there. I mean, I'd much rather do this than send a second-round pick for Fields or try to trade up for McCarthy and not have any first-round picks the next couple
years. The Fields stuff never made any sense.
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't
get
on board with that.
I don't know where he's going to go.
Maybe Minnesota.
I mean, if they'll trade within division.
Well, they've done that before.
I thought maybe the Patriots, if they don't love the third quarterback and draft Harrison or something like that. I don't know, but I think the market's pretty dry for him.
Yeah, it gets much more interesting here. And so, you know, we saw Mac Jones move over the weekend for, what was it, a sixth-round pick?
Yeah, but, the Jags aren't going to pick up his fifth-year option.
Right.
So that's a one-year
rental. One-year
rental
for a sixth-round pick.
Yeah, I kind of wanted him to land somewhere like Minnesota, now. You know, somewhere where he actually could compete.
Well, there's nothing that says the Jaguars couldn't move him again.
I guess they could. I mean, he has a good preseason. Somebody gets hurt and move him for a fourth-round pick.
Yeah.
No, that's possible, too.
But
there
are
a lot of quarterback dominoes going to fall here soon.
It's just, you know, when you look at this move to go get Russell Wilson, he's not the player that he was.
No, he's not.
3 years ago. You're not getting 2019 Russ.
No, you're not. I mean, he's a 9-time Pro Bowler or something.
Right. Nine-time Pro Bowlers, two times in the Super Bowl, all that kind of stuff. But I still think, you know, and for him, I think he wants another chance to get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
He wants to kind of reclaim that Hall of Fame trajectory that he was on.
Like, I'm sure you were asked this too. Like, the day Denver traded for him, I said, he can never play again and he's going to go.
Yeah.
Now I don't know. So I was kind of wrong then.
Because his reputation took a little bit of a hit.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's aware of that. I mean, I know, or supposedly, he's an odd personality. He's a big personality. He's a celebrity. He's married to a celebrity, and he does things at his own pace at times. That being said, work ethic has never been an issue with him.
Right.
You know, I mean, or pride in terms of, you know, I'll take it easy on this one. I mean, he's going to come here and work. And I would think, for all the reasons you said, to get back into that Hall of Fame work.
Well, I think, you know, when you get benched as he was last year, when you struggle as he did in 2022, and that may not have been his fault. I just think
benching's a rough word for last year, though.
Well,
that was protecting from injury. So
I get it, but he still got benched.
He sat there on the sideline.
You know, the same way people say Kenny Pickett got benched, even though he was hurt.
Right.
You still did get benched.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was not the starter
for the last two games.
You know, if they'd have thought that he was the future, they would have stuck with him.
Right. Right.
Because
they made that decision.
They had way more invested in the whole thing than anybody else.
Than anybody possibly could. Right. I mean, the Steelers have 1/1000 invested in compared to Denver.
So I'm sure that hurt his pride.
I'm sure big time. Yeah, I'm sure it's embarrassed him a little bit.
And so I think that you're going to get a very focused Russell Wilson.
I would think so, too. And I would think this locker room and this head coach is different to the one he walked into in Denver, too. I mean,
you just mentioned they have a Walter Payton Man of the Year in their locker room as well. You're not even the only Walter Payton Man of the Year award winner in your locker room.
Yeah. Plus, I'm sure him and Tomlin had a heart-to-heart when he was here. And like, hey, this is what we want. I mean, from you. If you're in, great. If you're not, we'll find somebody else. I think the answer is yes, but do you think they're done? Like, what if Rudolph's out there 2 weeks from now? I hate, like, three-person competitions, and I don't know that it would be
a three-person competition.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and I'm not talking about a draft pick, but I mean, like, if there's somebody still, you think they're done in free agency? I'd lean towards yes, but if the perfect opportunity arrives, I'd listen.
I think Rudolph would probably be the only guy that would be.
Yeah.
Just because, okay, you're comfortable here, Mason. We're comfortable. Come on back again.
Yeah.
The market didn't set up for you quite the way that you thought.
Give you more than we did last year, but not what you want, probably.
Because of the situation in your quarterback room. One guy's under contract for this year only.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy
might only be for one more year.
Might only be for one more year.
Yeah,
I'd still want to draft one.
I would like
not early,
but I would consider it on day two.
Yeah,
I mean, I'd consider it. That's when I started. If the perfect guy is still there, and if you don't draft one, I can live with that too.
Yeah.
But I mean, there will be two more Steeler quarterbacks.
Right.
Yeah, in some way, shape, or form.
So yeah, I mean, I don't think you're completely out of that market. But you're out of competing for the starting job market.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you would trade a sixth-round pick for a Mac Jones type.
You know,
I mean, something like that, that is clearly not the starter. I don't know. Or maybe Rudolph.
There'll be enough guys out there that...
There will be. Yeah. There will be. There'll be somebody you can find that's clearly a backup.
Yeah. And is okay with that.
Is okay with it, right. I mean, that's their station in life. But I'm not giving that guy Trubisky money anymore.
No.
I mean, like, I'm not spending much more at quarterback.
That's because
you have that... Yeah, you nailed that part.
It's the beauty of this deal is that you get Russell Wilson for less money than Trubisky got to go to Buffalo.
Go to Buffalo, not even let alone him here. Right, right. I mean,
who's
league minimum
cash-strapped Buffalo.
Cash-strapped Buffalo had to have Mitch Trubisky, and you get Wilson for much less.
I mean, this is
financially, it doesn't get any better.
This is less money than you would have paid Mason Rudolph.
Yeah,
Ryan Tannehill.
Right. I bet if there has been any offer on the table for Rudolph, it's for more than this. Has to be. I mean, Rudolph would never said yes to the league minimum.
Yeah.
You're right.
So, in that regard, it makes perfect sense.
I can't say it's enough. There's no risk. I mean, there's no downside. I mean, if he's a disaster, you could cut him.
The only downside to this is that Kenny Pickett goes, and becomes disgruntled and doesn't really.
Or somehow it screws up his, career path. But,
yeah.
I mean, he has a say in this, too.
He does.
Be great, yeah.
You know, if you let's put it this way. So if Pickett comes out and it's a legitimate battle,
mm-hmm.
because he's good this preseason.
Yeah, yeah. If it's a similar preseason than they did this last year.
Then you've gotten what you wanted to at him. If he goes into this and he wilts, he pouts, and then he wasn't the guy that you thought he was to begin with.
No, exactly. It's not the same, but when the Packers drafted Jordan Love, Rodgers was not playing like an MVP at the time.
Right.
And it just so happens the years after that, he got back to MVP form. So if it takes drafting a quarterback to get better at quarterback, no matter how you do it, mission accomplished.
Yeah,
the idea is
to get better at quarterback.
Right, right, right. I mean, we just want the guys taking snaps on game day to be the best they possibly could be. And the Packers got that.
Yeah.
Will the Steelers?
Well, let's get to a break.
Yeah, right.
We'll talk about kind of what this does for the picture for the Steelers.
Okay.
In the next,
and there's dominoes flying left and right here, too.
Absolutely. So we'll get to that when we return. He is the Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. Welcome back. I am the Dale Lally. You are the Matt Williamson.
I get the drive, man.
This is the drive. It's a the kind of day.
It is. This is the day, man.
It is the day. Basically, while the league year kicks off on Wednesday at 4 o'clock, this really starts off.
Oh, this is the day. There's no doubt. This is the busiest day of the year, non-draft.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of just player movement and all that. It's a blast, and all week will be this way as well. I guess there's a couple teams that still have time to get under the cap between now and Wednesday.
Yeah.
So there will be even more releases coming, and like Aaron Jones. They feel bad for like Aaron Jones. You know, they go sign Josh Jacobs, Aaron Jones gets cut a minute later. Like,
yeah.
You know, yeah, you're 3 years younger or whatever. That's the difference.
The Steelers also making some more news.
They
reportedly agreed to a contract with punter Cameron Johnston. He was the punter for the Houston Texans last year. He's also punted for the Philadelphia Eagles. So he has punted in some weather. It hasn't just been in Houston where the weather is great. But you look at the career average, 47.3 yards.
Okay. I have some numbers on him, too. I just saw here.
The career net is 42.2, and you look at it last year, 30 kicks inside to 20, only 3 touchbacks.
Yeah, really good. So I just saw this on Twitter, and someone, I just retweeted it. He was 17th in yards per punt, 6th in punts inside the 20 and net yards per punt, 3rd in fair catches forced, and 28th in hang time. So,
yeah.
There you go. I mean, the hang time thing's not great, but apparently he's very good directionally and not booming him into the end zone.
Yeah.
Cool.
Too many people look at just want to look at the net punting average.
Oh, right.
On punters and say, well, that guy's not good. Look at the net.
Rarely they ask a punter just to kick as far as they can.
Right.
Yeah, right.
That's where you see the guys, well, he averages 50 yards a kick. Yeah, but he's giving up 15 on the return every time.
Or he booms it into the end zone.
He's just booming it down the middle of the field.
Right. It's not always pull out the driver and just smack it as hard as you can.
Because they can all kick the ball in that situation. Mm-hmm. But it's a directional stuff, which the Steelers do a lot of.
Yes.
It's
good that this box is just checked. This need has been taken care of. Let's not worry about
the NFL punter.
You got a legit NFL punter. Good. Okay. You're knocking out the big thing. You're not the big things, but the things that you knew were going to get done or checked off the boxes. Now I think it's time to more, how do the puzzles going to fit? You know, you knew you're going to add a quarterback, you know, in free agency or somewhere before the draft. Now a punter is off the board. So you got center, tackle, maybe a third receiver. I mean, the defensive backfield needs a lot of work. So what parts of that come in the coming days, weeks? What parts of that come April in the draft?
Yeah, and, you know, as the Steelers often do, they like to at least have legitimate guys at all 22 starting positions when they go into the draft. I mean, they may overdraft some of those guys.
Sure, that happens to the whole team, right?
But, you know, you never want to go into the draft saying, boy, you have to take this position.
No, that's bad business. I think that that's not the way that they'll be set up. But there are a lot of holes that need to get filled quickly, or not quickly. They don't have to be done quickly. That's a misnomer. And people are probably panicking that a lot of names we've brought up over the weeks are falling left and right. Like, guys, this is how it happens every year.
Absolutely.
Right. They're desirable.
And, you know, what we haven't seen happen yet, at least I haven't seen any yet, we haven't seen a safety market.
The only one is McKinney went to the Packers.
Yeah.
And I think Savage went somewhere.
Savage went to Jacksonville.
He's more of a slot than a safety anyway.
Yeah.
But no, the safeties are pretty well untouched.
It's deep.
Real deep. The center interior O-line
that was got hit hard.
What shocked me.
Yeah.
I mean, that one got hit hard, you know.
And that's because often everybody says, well, my team has the worst offensive line in the league. No, you don't.
No, you don't. But every team could use more.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still a shortage in the league, even though this looks like a really good O-line draft. So I'm not blown away by that, but the numbers are pretty high. And there were a lot of, you know, I mean, they're not big names. I mean, Lloyd Cushenberry's not a big name. But, I mean, they're centers and guards that are all getting scooped up pretty quick.
Yeah, and, you know, the Steelers aren't necessarily in that market in terms of needing a guy who, you know, can come in. I mean, it would be nice to get the center position taken care of.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Again, they have a placeholder there.
And for people who don't know, Mitch Morse was here. And then went to Jacksonville, signed with them.
Yeah.
The Raiders kept James, you know, so he never even hit the market. Same with, you know, Detroit. It's not Ragnow, but Glasnow.
Yeah.
He was also center guard capable. He didn't leave the market.
Biadasz signed, too.
Biadasz went to the Commanders.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of them. I mean, they're just the centers are going quick.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, you could
look. It's a good center draft, too.
Could look to do that in the draft. Yeah, mm-hmm. It is a good center draft. And, you know, if you have to draft one, so be it. But, again, mm-hmm. you have a guy there that, okay, you know he can start and play. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, what kind of center is he?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we just haven't seen Herbig do a lot of that.
Yeah. I still have hope for Spencer Anderson being in the mix a little, you know, and as it would stand today.
But looking at this in terms of the Russell Wilson signing,
mm-hmm.
What does that do for the projections for the Steelers? I remind people, I keep hearing, well, you know, they're a 9-win team. Well, they won 10 last year.
Yeah.
They made the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So you add a quarterback. Presumably, you're going to get better quarterback play this year, one way or the other.
I would think. I mean,
Whether it's Pickett evolving or whether it's Wilson being the guy, you're going to get better. You're going to get more than 12 touchdown passes out of the quarterback position this year.
I mean, I always warn people every time this year I go on a long diatribe that this is the opportunistic. There's a couple months here of eternal optimism.
Winning
everyone's
going to
be better.
Yeah.
I mean, I love when people say, well, you know, they'll be healthier next year. And, well, the whole line. No, just as many bad things are going to happen next year to every team out there.
Gus Edwards to the Chargers.
Oh, that fits really well. I mean, I figured they'd get a power back of some sort. I mean, some of the running backs have moved, too.
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs goes to the Packers. Saquon goes to the Eagles. I mean, they don't pay backs, but they're changing.
They paid that back.
They paid that back pretty well. Not bad at all.
Tells me, again, now you're paying your quarterback who really,
mm-hmm.
you know,
didn't quite live up to it this past year. Right.
You're paying your wide receiver, one of them anyways. Your tight end's getting paid. Now you're paying a running back, too.
And it's an expensive O-line as well.
Yeah.
They also signed Huff, the edge rusher, too.
Yeah.
You know, so I think Reddick's going to be gone via trade, and might be Sweat that they've entertained offers for, too.
Yeah,
but a lot of changes in Philly. Like, they were not happy the way they ended the season.
Nor should they.
No. Two new coordinators. Right.
But looking at the prognosis here for the Steelers, again, you were a 10-win team last year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have to presume at this point of the year that Joe Burrow comes back healthy,
although he's still not
throwing the football.
But let's project him to be there for week one, of course, and Watson as well. And you know,
Watson should be back, but he's still not throwing the football.
Really?
You know, I think they're both scheduled to start throwing again this month.
Mm.
And, you know, we're seeing that the Ravens are going to lose more this offseason than what they gain.
I definitely think so, yeah.
Well,
now T. Higgins is asking for a trade,
too. T. Higgins is now requested a trade from the Bengals. You know,
Cincinnati's got a nice chunk of cap space, but Higgins, Boyd, Jonah Williams, Reeder, and Awuzie, they're all up. And they don't have any tight ends, you know.
They signed Drew Sample, too.
They gave Drew Sample
money.
He's a blocker.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, and they're going to move on from Mixon, so... They're going to have a lot of holes, too, but they have some money. I don't know what the Browns are going to do. I mean, I think they'll spend a little. They traded for Judy.
Everything is – yeah, they traded – I hate to trade for Jerry Judy.
I do, too.
They're going to pay him
– because
he's on his fifth-year option.
Yeah, so they're picking that up.
Like $12 million for Jerry Judy.
Guaranteed, right.
He's done
very little. I mean, I loved him coming out of Bama. I was wrong about him. I think he's one of the most overrated route runners and unreliable players in the league.
And from what I've seen, he's a bad dude.
Yeah, he sounds like he's a problematic.
Kind of a malcontent.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't start yelling at a guy on the sidelines who's doing a sideline report, who's a former NFL player, and Steve Smith like he did last year.
Yeah.
It was such a bad
look.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, what do you care what Steve Smith thinks about you?
One bit.
That you come back and keep yelling at him on live television.
And you haven't been good for a while.
Right.
Yeah. They were anxious to get rid of him.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a big mistake picking up his fifth-year option.
And now Cleveland's basically picking up his fifth-year option.
Right. I mean, they inherit a guaranteed one-year deal is what happens to them, which is decent money for him. But the division's going to be hard. I mean, we know that. I mean, two elite quarterbacks. Who knows what Watson is, but he has talent, obviously. And the supporting cast around them are good. You know, Browns don't have a first-round pick. Bengals are picking a little higher than usual. Ravens are picking late. And Steelers should be able to – I do think there's a chance, though, the Steelers improve their team more than anyone else in the division.
Well, I think the
through the offseason.
Yeah.
Offseason as a whole.
I think the addition of Arthur Smith is a step in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the addition of Russell Wilson – is a step in that direction.
Yeah.
You're not counting. It would be nice if Kenny Pickett takes a big step forward.
Right.
But you're not counting on it now.
You don't need him to.
Right.
Or bust. And you mentioned Arthur Smith. The Steelers think, and I agree, they upgraded at offensive coordinator, where the defensive coordinator for the Ravens, a very prominent offensive mind for the Bengals, both became head coaches. And one of the best offensive line coaches on the planet left the Browns. So yeah, they got pillaged from some of their good stuff assistant coach-wise.
Yeah.
You know.
And, yeah, you mentioned the Ravens losing their defensive coordinator.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. By the way, Patrick Queen signed up there, big shocker, too. Yeah. So he's not coming back to Baltimore.
Could have called that shot.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact,
yeah.
I did.
I didn't see the money, but that was coming. That's an easy one.
Yeah, so, and you were the team in the Steelers that over the last two seasons has gone 8-4 in a division.
Yeah.
Now, 8-4 might not sound like much.
In this division, it's really strong.
8-4 in this division, I mean, when you start looking
at... It's not 8-4 in the NFC South.
No. You know, when you look at what everybody else has done within the division, because 2 years ago, everybody was 3-3 within the division.
Yeah.
And now, you know, last year, the Bengals didn't win a division game.
Yeah, they were 0-4, huh?
0-4. You know, if you look at... over the last two seasons... Baltimore 6-6 in the division. Cleveland 6-6 in the division.
Okay.
I mean 8-4.
And Cincinnati must be 4-8.
Yeah. 8-4 is
really good.
Really good.
Yeah, really good. And ends up taking you to the playoffs. No, but I think it'll be a shock if they're not in the thick of it again in the toughest division in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think they're built, the way that they play is built to win this
football
division.
Right.
Yeah.
AFC North football. Yeah.
And I mean to get to the playoffs, the best way to do that is to win the division.
Oh, yeah. If you could win 4 or 5 games in the division again next year, you'd be really good.
And you play a third-place schedule.
Yeah, that's an advantage, too. I mean, the Bengals play the fourth-place schedule, which is nice for
them. Nice for them.
Yeah, considering Burrow situation for them. But they're going to look a lot different. I would still say the Ravens are the best team in the division, but they're going to get hit the hardest.
I think Cincinnati right now, to me, would be the favorite.
Oh, really? I would still say the Ravens.
I think the Ravens are going to get hit too hard.
I think they're going to hit hard. I mean, they've already lost Queen and Edwards. There's going to be more to come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who's playing receiver for them? And who's, you know, you know, some of those things that their offensive line.
No, their offensive line could get hit.
Is going to be an issue.
Oh, yeah, it is.
We're seeing guards get paid.
Guards get paid. Yeah, Zeitler could make a good buck somewhere else. Yeah. I wonder what Williams, the right tackle for the Bengals, is going to make. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Probably a decent buck, too, and he's okay, you know?
Yeah.
No, they're, like every division, there's a lot of upheaval right now. But I like what the Steelers are at. I like their resources to keep building in these coming days and draft. And I think they'll be in the thick of it. I mean, especially if they can – you kind of – we've brushed over this a little bit. But if next year the Steelers throw 25 – touchdown passes. I mean, they were approaching 30, as Wilson was. He didn't play the last two games. He threw 26. If they could get over 25-ish, that's light years different than what's been.
The Bengals just agreed to terms with Geno Stone. That's not going to help their run defense.
No, but they stress so much from their safeties. Well, it hurts the Ravens, for one thing.
Yeah.
But they knew he was going to go, probably. They stress so much from their safeties, and they had two new safeties this past year, and they weren't happy with them. So they're basically telling you, we were not happy with our two safeties.
2 years, $15 million for Geno Stone.
Okay. I'm just trying. I think the Steelers will be in the safety market, but probably one a little cheaper than that.
And it wouldn't have been
him
Stone
with that money.
Yeah.
No. So that doesn't break my heart at all that he left.
No.
But I am paying a lot of attention to these safety contracts.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, I think Grover Stewart re-signed with the Colts. 3 years, $39 million.
Mm-hmm.
So these are.
Danico Autry signed with the Texans. Pretty nice price, actually, too.
Yeah.
If something's happening every 5 minutes.
It really is. And so, again, this thing is going to continue to change and mold. But having the quarterback situation taken care of. You're not waiting now on Mason Rudolph. What are you going to do?
No, right. It makes me think that this was the guy they wanted. When he became available, I'm not saying it's going to work out or it's the perfect deal in the world. But from a financial standpoint, the Wilson thing is just so attractive to get someone with his pedigree that really wasn't bad last year. I mean, he's worth more than $1 million. That I think that they looked at that and said, of all of our quarterback options, that's the one we want. And then they made that happen first. So that's good timeline.
Absolutely. So we'll see what else is in store here. Again, you've taken care of the punter situation now. So
good to lock that up.
Not that that is a major, major thing.
No, but it's been a problem.
But you checked it off.
Yeah.
And people, oh, I got to get rid of that punter. Well, okay. Yeah. So now you get, you know, if you get.
If you presumably upgrade there, and it's even just more consistency.
Consistency is the
right.
key.
Yeah. I mean, the Steelers are not going to be a high-flying 30-point a game team. So things like special teams and hidden yardage and turnovers are a little more important to them.
Yeah, because that's the way you've played football, and, mm-hmm. and you can continue to play football that way. You've shown that you can win games. Like, I can remember I talked to a guy that I know, a league guy, mm-hmm. out at the Combine. He goes, how did Mike Tomlin get 10 wins out of that team, out of that roster? I'm like, well, the roster itself isn't bad. I said, but that's just what he does.
That's what he does, yeah.
Like, they win the close games. And one of the things that we always talked about when we talked about the winning of the close games, who were the teams, who were the coaches, and who were the quarterbacks that did that?
Yeah.
It was always Brady and Belichick.
Carroll and Wilson were
Carroll
one of
Wilson
them.
Was
yeah,
one
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
was.
Where I was going with that.
Yeah,
Carroll
yeah, gotcha,
and Wilson
yeah.
won a lot of close games together.
A lot of close games, yeah.
Because he didn't turn the football over.
You can say quarterbacks, or wins are a quarterback stat or not, but he's won a lot of them.
Yeah.
He has, absolutely has, as has Tomlin.
Yeah, so, I mean, you've got a guy who kind of matches and melds, mm-hmm. you know, and he's also got, I think it's like 38 career fourth quarter comebacks.
Does he? That doesn't surprise
so,
me.
So, I mean, you got some of that there as well.
He's got splash play.
Again, he's not 2019 Russell
no,
Wilson.
No, we're not saying that at all.
He's not, that guy's a slam dunk for the Hall of Fame, Russell Wilson.
No.
But I think he's a guy that wants to get back to that level, or at least show that he is still a capable quarterback that they... It's kind of like the Brady-Belichick situation.
Mm-hmm.
When Brady goes to Tampa, he's got a little something to prove.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Rodgers with the Jets is champing at the bit. I mean, all those guys. I mean, it doesn't happen often that a near Hall of Fame quarterback changes teams. You know, I mean, it's a new motivation. It's a new way of going about your business all the time. And I know we touched on it a little bit in the opening segment, but the fact that I do believe that he will be better as a red zone passer and as a play action passer, no matter what. And the play action percentage is going to go up monstrous. But get me to 22, 25, 26 passing touchdowns. I mean, that's so much different than it's been in the last couple of years around here. I mean, all of a sudden, George Pickens looks better for fantasy, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, deep ball guys, too.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that, you know, it raises the level of water.
Yeah,
for all the boats are raised.
I think the floor just got raised.
Yeah.
You know, dramatically.
Like if the Steelers, if I haven't looked, but if they were at 8.5 wins again
mm-hmm.
going into this week in terms of their over-under.
I would lean towards over.
They probably pushed up maybe 9.5 now.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, at least there's more certainty. I mean, I'm sure that's hard on Vegas, not knowing what this quarterback situation is going to look like. They knew it wasn't going to be Cousins. They knew it wasn't going to be Caleb Williams or Drake May, but they didn't know exactly what it would look like.
Yeah.
Now at least they do.
Yeah, again, I don't know that Wilson makes you a markedly, you're a Super Bowl contender or anything like that.
No.
But you got better.
You got better. And even big picture, if Wilson Pickett.
You just realized that now? I thought of that when we were talking about it last week.
That's going to come up again.
Anyway. All right, there, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift was a great one. You see the money that Swift got, by the way?
Yeah.
You got Taylor money.
Yeah.
You got Taylor Swift money. But anyway, let's say Pickett and Wilson, whenever the Steelers' season ends, whether they're eliminated or they're out of it in week 15, whatever it is, whenever their season's over, we might all know that neither one's the answer.
Right.
That's a possibility.
Which is possible.
Which is okay.
Yeah.
You know, because I do think the rest of this roster could get reinforced to the point where maybe you trade up from 12 to 3 next year. You know what I mean? Like, you could, the rest of this
you make
of this
that
off-season
move like, the like you know, the Chiefs did with Mahomes. And you
go,
you know, you go up to 10.
Or you sign the next Cousins.
I don't even,
you know what I mean?
Like, I have no idea what next year's quarterback class is going to look like, and nor do I care at this point.
No, I don't either. I mean, I know a couple will go high no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, whether I know it's not projected to be as good as this year, but that changes so fast. But if you could reinforce this roster in the next couple months where you have cap space, and even if you have a disaster year, you could go get that quarterback, that might not be so terrible either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because as we've seen in recent years, guys have become available more so than ever before.
Sure. No, we never thought Wilson would move or Rodgers would move.
Ten years ago?
100%.
Never happened.
No, right. I mean, maybe they're not going to re-sign Dak or someone else that's free agency or fifth-year option wasn't picked up, it should have been. Or, you know, there's options. So even if those two are disasters, if the rest of the roster is built well, you're not losing a ton immediately. You know, you might be in a good spot just to insert quarterback here.
Absolutely. Let's get to another break. He is the Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with more right after this. Hey, Steeler fans. You can gear up with the latest sideline apparel, hats, or jerseys of your favorite players, authentic memorabilia, custom items, and exclusives you can only find directly from the team at one of the official Steelers pro shops. They're located at Acrisure Stadium, Grove City Premium Outlets, or Tanger Outlets, or you can visit online at shop.steelers.com. And I would remind people that those number three jerseys, not quite available yet until the ink is dry on the contract.
Right. They're not printing them up yet, but hopefully that all works out. But they aren't. None of these contracts are official, folks.
Yeah, don't jump the gun on that stuff. Wait until it actually happens.
We just had a quarterback signing, though, around the league.
Minshew
is a Raider. So you would think it's going to be Minshew, O'Connell, and maybe a draft pick?
There had just been rumors that they were talking about trading for Justin Fields.
I don't know where Fields lands. I mean, I can't see Sean Payton being interested in that. Would they trade him in division to Minnesota? I mean, coming back to New England.
What's the cost going to be now? I mean, what is it?
I think it's dwindling.
Five?
Would you do that if you're a Steelers?
No, because I don't want a three-headed quarterback back.
It's a mess, right? And he's a lot different than those two. I mean, they're mobile, but they're not like him. I don't know. I think New England, how about my early third and then draft Marvin Harrison Jr. and could even draft one in the second round? I'm running out of spots for him, though.
Yeah.
Or maybe if you're the Bears, you just say, I'm going to hold on to him until a couple injuries happen.
You can see that to the Vikings. And
yeah.
Hey, we don't want him anymore, but here he is.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, divisional trades for a quarterback is pretty rare.
It's pretty rare.
Yeah.
It's really rare.
And I think the Raiders have to be out of it now.
You would think.
I would think.
Yeah.
I guess you don't know that for sure, but I would think so.
I mean, maybe, really, if you're Indianapolis, wouldn't that make some sense?
As a backup.
As the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have money. I mean, they extended Pittman. And I was happy to see him do that.
Given what happened with Richardson last year, he couldn't finish a game.
Wouldn't have changed the offense at all.
At all.
Not bad. Yeah.
That would be one
high-end
bat. Yeah.
The thing is, you wouldn't want to pick up his fifth-year option, though. I mean,
that's the problem. You could trade for him and say, hey, you know, we love you, and you sign him.
Don't pick up the option.
A Jordan Love type deal and say, hey, we're not paying our starter much money.
Mm-mm.
We can afford to give you $10 million a year.
You could negotiate. Is what you're saying. Yeah. Give you a 2-3 year deal, and hey, if Richardson can't stay healthy or if he flops, it's you.
You're a guy. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe there's probably a couple teams that could do that approach.
Yeah. And that one would make the most sense because, again, stylistically, you wouldn't have to change anything.
But for the Eagles.
Yeah, there's another one.
You know, I'm just thinking about pure running quarterbacks. You know, I mean, just be my backup.
Learn for a year from this guy and it's worked out for him.
Maybe trade Hurts a year from now or something if it doesn't work out.
Well, they could do that too.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know where he lands. But I like the Minshew pickup for the Raiders.
I'll bet it's somewhere as a backup, though.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to say you're the guy. Unless it's Minnesota. Yeah, I thought the Raiders would make some sense, but the Getsy things.
Maybe Seattle.
Yeah, maybe there's some sleeper team out there.
What about the
Giants?
Yeah. If you saw the quotes from.
They didn't.
The Seahawks.
Yeah. It's Geno or nothing.
No, they didn't say, we're married to Geno.
No.
That was not said.
I mean, this is really prognosticating, but I mean, they hired Washington's offensive coordinator. I could see Penix somehow ending up in Seattle.
Yeah.
I mean, whether that's trade back at the end of the first round or do the Levis move to get to near the top of the second, something like that. I kind of felt like they should draft one a year ago.
Yeah, they probably should have,
but
they didn't.
But they didn't. You know, I mean, they had multiple firsts. That's why I thought that, you know, Hendon Hooker or something like that would have made sense.
Yeah. Devin Duvernay leaving the Ravens for the Jaguars.
Jags have been busy.
They have been very busy. I don't know.
Vikes have been busy.
I don't know if it's been money well spent,
no.
But they're spending money
Raiders
as they usually do.
Right. It's funny, a couple of these teams, the Jags are the top of the list. Like, when they signed Morse and the Steelers didn't, I thought, Maybe we didn't want more. So, you know what I mean? There's a couple teams you just kind of roll your eyes at. Or it's a good player and they just give him too much.
Ooh, the Gardner Minshew deal. Two years, $25 million.
Good for him.
$15 million fully guaranteed. That's starter money.
That's starter money. Yeah, low-end starter. That's probably like the Geno deal.
Yeah.
He was good for the Colts.
So, I mean, that looks like they're figuring on starting him.
I would think he's a starter unless I think he's probably the day one starter. And
yeah.
If a rookie falls in your lap, you grab him.
You take
or
him and, yeah.
You could get up for McCarthy if you love him. You take him or you don't. Or next year's your guy. It's not a bad move for them.
No, no. So you start again.
Still a pretty cheap quarterback room, too.
Yeah, not awful. How about this for since this all has started, between cuts and now free agent losses as of an hour ago.
Okay.
The Dolphins
Ooh.
Have lost Christian Wilkins,
yeah.
guard Robert Hunt, Xavien Howard, Andrew Van Ginkle, Brandon Jones, Jerome Baker, Emmanuel Ogbah, and Keon Crossan, another cornerback.
Wow. We thought they could be the one hit the hardest.
Their defense has gotten devastated.
Wow. And the O-line was pretty rough to begin with.
Yeah.
And lost Hunt.
And Hunt got paid.
I think they reworked Armstead.
Yeah.
But he's still fragile.
They needed to do that just to get under the cap.
And I think that they signed a tight end. Jonnu.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they added a little something. That's rough.
And another offensive weapon when everything that they're losing is on the defensive side of things.
Yes. I'd kick the tires on Jerome Baker for the Steelers.
I would, too.
Yeah, I kind of like that fit.
Yeah.
But the linebackers don't seem to be getting scooped up too much.
No, that's been kind of slow.
Yeah.
You'd think that's kind of maybe the secondary. There are certain safety positions that kind of get, you know, those safety linebacker up the middle of your defense don't get paid like they used to.
No. Sometimes they get paid heavy, but then there's not a tier two.
No, there's no tier two. I think a lot of teams, because it is a little bit deeper, like Blake Cashman got signed.
Yeah. Minnesota.
But it's a little bit, you can kind of piecemeal that together a little bit.
No, I do think that's what teams are doing. Who was I just about to mention there? Whatever. Oh, also Devondre Campbell got released too. So another linebacker got on the market. You know, I'd have to dig into him more. That was recent news.
Yeah.
But no, there's a lot of linebackers out there still.
Yeah, and so I think you can add another guy. Even if you play it like you did last year, which is a three-man rotation or something.
I'm fine
like,
with that.
That worked fine.
No, but it's not going to be
as long
Roquan,
as everybody stays healthy.
That's fine, right. Yeah. And maybe one of them
or at least you have two
or,
healthy at the same time and all the time.
Just as long as like, three of them are out or two of them are out. Right,
can't
right.
have that again.
No. I mean, and that's one of the benefits of having like a three-man rotation because if Roquan's out, you're out. You know, I mean, if Warner's out, you're out. You know.
Yeah, you have other guys available that maybe they're not Roquan. But they can give you solid, you know, level a solid floor.
And their three contracts might not equal Roquan either.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
Right. They're not going to be 666 or 777. I mean, you're going to play. There are different skill sets, and that's what most teams are doing.
Yeah, yeah.
But there are a lot of linebackers out there. The more I think about it,
absolutely. Let's get to another break. That's going to do it for hour number one. We're going to be back with hour number two of the drive right after this on Steelers Nation Radio.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.